rock musicians, from Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant to Bono to Tori Amos to Elvis Costello, all believe that Jeff Buckley was the most gifted singer of his generation. Buckley died 10 years ago today, and NPR's Guy Raz offers this appreciation.
The thing about Jeff Buckley was he had this otherworldly voice, like he'd made a deal with the devil for it.
If only you come back to me, feel it at my side, wouldn't need no more joking, keep me satisfied.
When she first met Jeff, his friend, the musician Elizabeth Fraser, says it was like being a kid and given a set of paints, that he had this range and intensity and versatility that made her feel alive. It made everyone who loved Jeff Buckley's music feel alive. Me too. Like that day, June 24th, 1995, when I saw him perform live. He could take his voice from Nina Simone standards to MC5's Kick Out the Jams to Leonard Cohen to religious hymns. He could do it all in the same set. Jeff Buckley sang about love and belief or disbelief, but he also sang about death and the father he never knew, Tim Buckley. Jeff met his father ever so briefly as a kid, and yet he was his father in so many ways. Tim Buckley was a musician in the 1960s. He also had this incredible vocal range, and like Jeff, he also died young, only to be rediscovered after he was long gone. Jeff Buckley's fans are haunted by something he sang, something prophetic, almost as if he wrote his own epitaph in the song So Real.
And I couldn't awake from the nightmare that sucked me in and pulled me under. Pulled me under.
That line, it sucked me in and pulled me under, it's how Jeff Buckley died. On May 29, 1997, the sun was shining in Memphis, and Jeff was there to start recording his much-anticipated second album. That evening, he switched on the radio. Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love was blaring out, and Jeff jumped into the Mississippi River for a swim. He was singing his heart out with Robert Plant on the radio. The rushing undercurrent of the Mississippi pulled Jeff under and took him away from the rest of us.
That appreciation was from NPR's Guy Raz. You can hear more of Jeff Buckley's music at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.